On the night before, Christmas, the Sitka Assembly approved what you might call its own wish list. It's a little fancier than the gift request lists children come up with this time of year, and it has a fancier name, too. The Fiscal Year 2011 State Legislative Priorities List. It includes projects the city would like to see the state help pay for, including expansion of the Blue Lake Hydroelectric Project, a roof replacement at Sitka Community Hospital, some street paving, and the purchase and upgrade of Hames Wellness Center. The whole list of 16 projects adds up to about $45 million, in addition to requests for the school district, a plea for better ferry service to Sitka, and upgrades to various state-owned facilities. Assemblymember Cheryl Westover wondered if the list would be perceived by the state as the city asking for too much. The city's government relations director, Marlene Campbell, answered.
We certainly don't expect to get all of these projects funded. That simply isn't going to happen, obviously, in this economic time. But if we don't have the requests out, then our legislators have a very difficult time of providing some economic benefits to Sitka when funding becomes available to other locations where there's an opportunity to share the wealth throughout the entire state rather than just the rail belt for the most part.
So the city makes the requests and sees what the state will support.
Last year, we really didn't get much funding for anything. I'm hoping this year will be better.
Sitka's list might seem ambitious, said Mayor Scott McAdams, but it's nothing compared to other places.
Our ledge priority packet last year was $52 million, if I recall. The borough of Ketchikan's capital requests were $400 million. So, you know, there is some gaming to this. I mean, you don't want to over-ask, but then again, if you don't articulate what your community's needs are, if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
The list of projects seeking state money also includes improvements to the baseball field at Moeller Park, recovery and improvements to Swan Lake, a bulkhead dock at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, and an expansion and remodeling of the airport. The assembly met at 5 p.m. instead of its usual 6 o'clock to allow members to attend a holiday concert at the Sitka Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. They almost made it. The meeting adjourned at 7:05. The next meeting is scheduled for January 12th. This is Ed Ronco for Raven News.